The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to the festival custom. After they had completed its days, as they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and at his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them, and his mother kept all these things in her heart. And Jesus advanced in wisdom and age and favor before God and man. The Gospel of the Lord. So like I asked at the beginning of Mass, how many of you belong to a holy family? And if you didn't raise your hand, I want you to turn to someone and tell them why. No. But sometimes we don't think of our families as holy because there's problems. We're not perfect. But if we even desire to be holy, that in itself is being holy. Or at least a good step towards it. And if we really desire to be holy, we would take some steps to make that happen, wouldn't we? Now, there's many ways we could look at our family, and the readings tell us that there is a certain order in our family. Fathers and mothers are given children. And this is the natural order, but we believe God created the natural order, so it's also the divine order. And so there is responsibilities that come with a family, and families are sacred because they are created in the image and likeness of God. And God, being love, exists in a family of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because love needs a beloved. And so to our families, love begets new life, and it is raised in the context of relationships so that people can learn how and be secure in love. Love of one another, and ultimately all love comes from God. And it is what every human being needs in order to grow and become holy. And so our families are very important. They're given to us by God. They are patterned on God himself, and we should look at those today. At the first Mass I did this morning, at the Spanish Mass, I actually joked, but it turns out my joke is true. I said that I belong to a holy family because Father Carlos is a member of my family. And so since he's holy, my family's holy. But you know, in a way, that's true. In our families, we have people of different levels of faith, different prayer warriors. And if we have a member of our family who is a deeply faithful person praying for that family, that's really a blessing. And that's really important. And that can be a child, a parent, a grandparent, aunt, or uncle. And so to have someone in our family praying for our families is important and holy. A holy family should have practices. For example, you guys look at this church, and when you come in here, you think Father Paul's the pastor. He should be doing things to help us grow and become holy, right? So too, mother and father. Your house is a church. Your house is your home. And mother and father should be doing things to help all the members of your congregation, your family, become holy. So today I'd like to suggest 6 practices that might help your family become more holy. If you desire to be holy, then having means to get there is a very wise and important thing to do. So the first thing, first practice, pray together. You've heard that before, right? Families who pray together stay together. It's really important. As a minimum at meals, as a minimum at bedtime. And sharing what you're thankful for and asking for God's protection and help for those members of the family. You can do the standard, bless us, O Lord, but to do more and to talk about members of the family and their needs is beautiful. Saying the rosary together is a beautiful way for families to pray. Also, saying the rosary is a meditation on the life of Jesus and hence the Holy Family, too, and Mary. And we can pray in other ways, other prayers, or even opening the scripture. Us Catholics don't do that enough. Reading them and praying with the scriptures or the Psalms. So praying together. Number 2, serving together. It's an important thing of our faith to serve others, to give of ourselves, to connect with others, especially those more needy and poor. And so doing that as a family, going to a soup kitchen or going to an elderly nursing home or visiting members of the family who need a visit or service, working for them, working together as a family and serving others. Studying together. How many people really study their faith? Study as a family. To teach our children the faith. In the parish here, we have a family faith formation program because we believe it's really our job not to teach children. Our job is to empower families and parents to teach their children. And so it's designed to have the families come together and learn their faith. In addition, on your own, there's many things you can do. Watching a good holy movie, a documentary of a saint. And the parish now subscribes to form.org. Through our website, you can enroll in hundreds of free videos, books, and talks, English and Spanish for children and for adults, entertainment-type videos, documentaries, or even Bible studies and catechesis. Studying together. Tithing. Uh-oh, knew he was going to say that. But we should be giving of our resources and our money, too. And not only father or mother, but the children. Do we teach our children to give money to the church, to poor, to help others, taking part of what they might have earned, their allowance, or what they've earned? And not only money, clothes, toys, whatever. A couple times a year, gather things and give them to the poor as a family. Having holy items in your house reminds us, like when you walk into church, there's something special when you see the images and the environment that makes you realize God is present. But God is present everywhere and in our families, and those reminders are helpful. So that was 1 through 5. Now here's my favorite and most important one. Number 6, practice of a holy family. I learned this from a marriage and family therapist, an inspirational talker. Every family that is close and united and holy has one thing in common. They go camping together. Now, there really is a point here. Because every time you go camping, what happens? Something goes wrong. The tent leaks, you know, you didn't bring enough food, so you forgot the can opener, and you're looking at the cans and you're starving. But as a family together, you have to work out the problem. Something about going through difficulty together can bring a family closer together. Now, don't get me wrong, it can bring us further apart, too. But if we recognize and look at the difficulty as an opportunity to get through this together, it can bring us together. And if we depend on God and stop and ask, where is God in the situation, we can grow in our faith, too. And so, one way then in number 6 is to go camping together. But guess what? We got enough problems even without going camping, don't we, in our families? And so similarly, to embrace those problems, to see it as opportunities to grow together, to depend more on God, to embrace those difficult situations, and know that we're not going through it alone, because those situations come up in our lives to draw us closer not only to each other, but to God. For in the Holy Family, we not only have an example, but we have intercessors to pray for us to get us through these difficult times. And the Holy Family knew difficulties and problems. They were homeless for a while. They were poor. They probably at times, at least during their journey to Bethlehem, experienced unemployment. They had to flee violence. They were refugees. There was a time, this is controversial, but apparent infidelity when Joseph found out his bride-to-be, his betrothed, was with child. Yet with faith he prayed and got the answer and worked it out. But I'm sure there were difficult times. They lost a parent early. When Jesus was young, we believe his father, Joseph, died. They even lost a child. In this gospel, they lost him. But then, when he was 33, they lost him. Many other things the Holy Family has gone through that we go through. Because problems don't prevent us from being holy. No holy family is perfect. Holy family tries to grow closer to each other and to God through the difficulties and has practices in order to become more holy. And so, let our families then pray together. Let us serve together. Let us study together. P-S-S. And let us donate together, money and items. Let us have holy items in our houses to remind us of God's presence with us. And let us embrace the difficulties of life and family life in respect of one another and in love, and allow those to draw us closer to God and each other. God bless.